USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Chaos at Nationals Park in D.C. on Saturday night.
The game between the San Diego Padres and Washington was suspended in the sixth inning after a shooting outside Nationals Park that caused echoes of gunfire inside the stadium and prompted fans to scramble for safety in the dugout.
The action is outside of the stadium. At this time, we ask you to remain in the stadium.
The shooting, an exchange of gunfire between people in two cars, left three people injured, according to the Metropolitan Police Department's Executive Assistant Police Chief. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says Democrats who have fled the state in an effort to block an election bill could be arrested as soon as they set foot back on the soil of the Lone Star State. He made the comments to Newsmax this weekend. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Two Olympic athletes have tested positive for coronavirus. Dan Araki has our Olympics update from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
Two athletes living in the Tokyo Olympic Village have tested positive for COVID. With the games set to begin in less than a week, officials say both were not Japanese but did not name the athletes. They're now in quarantine for the next 14 days. Athletes competing in the games are being tested on a daily basis, and organizers say that they were expecting positive tests over the course of the event. Tokyo is under a state of emergency due to rising cases, the order barring spectators at the events. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Protesters and counter-protesters clashed at a Korean spa in Los Angeles, where a customer had complained in a viral video of a biological male allegedly disrobing in a women's area. Demonstrators were seen clashing with police in Los Angeles, Koreatown, Saturday, with officers pushing back counter-protesters and declaring the scene an unlawful assembly. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Israel's top officials warn that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine is significantly less effective at combating the Delta variant of the coronavirus. The strain first identified in India now makes up a significant portion of the COVID-19 cases in the U.S. and the U.K. The variant has prompted concerns that governments around the world would reimpose strict lockdowns or face mask requirements in a bid to curb the spread of the virus. Meanwhile, officials from the CDC say over 97% of people who are entering the hospital with COVID-19 right now are unvaccinated.
The so-called Delta variant is highly transmissible, but the cases are typically milder in vaccinated people. Those without the vaccine are likely to become seriously ill from COVID and end up in the hospital. Jeff Zients is the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator.
Just four states accounted for more than 40% of all cases in the past week, with 1 in 5 of all cases occurring in Florida alone.
Florida is reporting an average of 29 new infections for every 100,000 people per day. That is more than 4 times the national average. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the Chancellor are self-isolating after the health secretary tested positive, and three Democrats in the Texas House who flew to Washington this week to stymie efforts to pass election reform legislation have tested positive for COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.